This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, plus Halloween, Salt and Pepper, and Blurred, all right after this.
Here, boy. Come on. Come on. Come on. My dog's been talking to me, and I ain't wild about the conversation. He was originally contracted as a sweet but loyal mute. Now he's turned into a speechifying yakety-galoot. And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't know what it was I expected, but his choice of subjects is what really stinks. The way he talks about cats and squirrels and sets your ears to ring. And don't you get him started on that spay and neuter thing. You know, you can only just hear so much about marking territory technique and such. Hey, quit looking at me, buddy. Anybody can see that my dog's been talking to me. Now, he don't like that dry dog food, no matter how clean his teeth it will make. Well, he would rather snack from a hefty sack and then brush with a fluoride paste. Sit. I said sit. What do you mean you got a lawyer? I said sit. Now, if you're taking the time to examine your doggy's lips, you find the sides are floppy and serrated. And right up under his nose, why, his lips, they barely meet. And his tongue is way too big for proper enunciation in his speech. So consequently, his F's and M's and P's and B's are less than perfect in their execution. And what's worse, they are accompanied by a string saliva breeze that anoints the conversation like a crystal clear pizza cheese. And when that dog is in my automobile, he's always messing with my radio station. And if he leaves that seat moved up again, I'm taking away his keys, because my dog's been talking to me. Oh yeah, I said my dog's been talking to me. I said my doggy has been talking to me. Bow wow.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, joining us, we have Al Jackson on the phone. Al, can you hear me okay? I can, sir.
You're calling from Snow Central. Is that correct, Al?
Yes, Tom. It was 8 degrees yesterday. I'm not happy. I'm up here. I'm black. I'm ashy. Like, our skin is not. We are a tropical people. This is not our natural habitat.
Al Jackson in Denver.
Oh, my gosh.
The place where Al's television show, The Daily Blast, blasts off from.
Yes, sir.
It's a good talk.
Steaming into season three. Who would have thought, Tommy?
Season three. Very good.
Yes, sir.
And it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I think we've got a good audience today because Tim Cavanaugh is here, who is probably as well-versed in the language of the street as I am.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm going as a meth dealer.
Once again, Halloween. I don't know if you heard this, Al. Tim is dressed as a meth dealer, as if he were on the set of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, exactly.
We have.
I'm like Jesse.
You'll be fingered as a narc virtually immediately.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'll be killed. I'll be killed immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're not fooling anybody. What's the latest with you, Al? I know you're not happy with the cold weather in Denver.
Yeah, but you know what, Tom? It's giving me time to. I don't know if you know. My mind is. I definitely have ADD, and I think about random questions. I'm going to hit you guys with two. Al, random questions of the day. Are you guys ready?
I am.
Oh, yes.
All right. My first random question. I don't even know if there's a right answer to this. It's just your opinion. All right. It's a Thursday night Halloween. So people are going to get dressed up tonight and get hammered. Do you think more people will call off of work on a Friday after Halloween or on a Super Bowl Monday?
I'm going to say Super Bowl Monday.
Super Bowl Monday, yeah.
I think the Super Bowl is earlier, though.
Yeah. I think it's Friday after Halloween, yeah.
I think most of the adult Halloween parties took place last week.
Saturday.
Right,
Or they will this Saturday.
And
See, Thursday's a big going out night.
Thursday. That's right.
Yeah. So people, I think, are going to be at happy hour dressed as a salt and pepper shaker, and then they're going to go out to a bar or club, and it's going to be 2 a.m. and they're just going to be like, I don't care, I got 9 sick days. Beep it.
And then they're going to mix it up.
They're just going to go to work in your costume.
The next day?
Yeah.
Talk about the walk of shame.
Yeah. That would be, no. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You'd send a statement to your boss.
And Al, you have another thing going for it's almost the end of the year, which means people have to use their sick days in some cases.
Ooh, see, I like the way Josh
is
thinking.
Whereas the Super Bowl, beginning of the year.
Oh, that's
there's something there too. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Now, Al, you could, since you're in Colorado, you could grab an axe and go as Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Although maybe you'd be, now that I think about that, I take it back, perhaps you'd be better off in one of the other characters from...
Oh, Scatman Crothers.
Scatman Crothers. That's the only choice, really.
Have you ever gone, Al, have you ever gone to Halloween as the aforementioned Salt and Pepper?
I have. I don't dress up for Halloween because I'm an adult that likes having sex with adult women, so I don't do that.
That's right. Do you hear that, Tim?
I'm sorry. I'm a grown-up. What are we dressing up? I dress my three kids, and then I go about my life.
Have you ever gone out dressed up as Salt and Peppa?
Ooh, that would be a good one. I feel like we need to get to the butt. I feel like no one ever talks about the fact that Salt and Peppa fired their DJ, Spinderella, after probably 32 years. Yes. I want to know... What? It'd be like if just Chick wasn't on the show one day and, like, no one addressed it. Like, what?
We're not too far from that, Al.
A boy can dream.
I was not familiar with the work of Salt and Peppa. But
Yes, you are. You would know their songs.
Well, no. We discussed this a month ago. That's why I know them. And, by the way, I thought their songs were excellent. But I had assumed when I heard the name that it was One Black, One White, Salt and Peppa.
That's a fair assumption.
Right. Sure.
And I do love the name Spinderella.
That is one of the great.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and is Spinderella, I assume, is a lady DJ?
She is.
Just asking.
Or she was. Is she still a lady?
I bet people go out and just see Spinderella.
Does she have her own, like a new duo with her?
Now she works 6 to 11.
No, she's probably
at Starbucks. Condiments.
She's touring with Biscuits and Gravy right now.
It's Biscuits and Grava.
And then Beans and Cornbread.
I would go see them.
Beans and Cornbread? Right. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tom, here's my second random question for you guys.
Go ahead. Then I've got something for you.
All right. Good. I like that. All right. All right, now obviously you go to the grocery store and there's a ton of lotion on every aisle, right? Mm-hmm. Or not every aisle, but there's a lot of choices of lotion.
Sure. Right.
How do you distinguish yourself if you own a lotion company? Why doesn't any lotion if they can't even come out and say it, just be like, we're the best lotion for masturbation.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, first of all, it's Nivea, without a doubt.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
Without a doubt. Right. Okay.
Which one is Nivea?
Nivea's in the blue bottle.
It's in the
bottle.
Blue.
Okay.
With the white writing?
Yeah.
I have a question. Is it scented?
No, you never do scented. It'll cause some burning.
Really?
Boy.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Because I don't know if you're aware of this, Al. I'm opposed to all scented soaps. Especially in any kind of a business, you walk in and you use the men's room and come out and your hands smell like flowers. I hate that.
I don't know. I don't know.
That could get you in trouble, Al. You get home and your girl says, well, how come you smell like that? I don't know. I was at the garage and those guys have scented soap in their machine.
I kind of like the scented body wash.
Oh, I don't use body wash. It's just,
oh, you got to use body wash?
Ivory soap, Al.
Oh, what are you in prison? No, Tom. We have body wash now that smells like pine. You can smell like juniper.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to smell like little juniper and pine? Ladies, ask Christy.
I don't.
Ladies
very
love
smell.
It.
Nice, fresh, clean. Okay.
Now, Ace, are you aware? I saw an you'll like this, Ace, because you're a thrifty gent. I saw an analysis of soap, and it said if you use the liquid soaps in the shower, that it's like three times the price by the time the amount used per
shower. I believe
shower.
That. I believe it, yeah.
So if you're thrifty, Ace, you're like me, just nothing but white ivory soap.
You know what? I'll pay extra to not find little short curly hairs in that soap. So you don't find that in body wash. That's where the money goes.
You use oil of Olay. Is that regular soap
body
or is
wash.
That a squirt?
No, it's body wash.
Oh, okay.
Body
wash. Okay.
See, Ace has stepped into the year 2004.
I didn't know you were getting oil of Olay money. I'm going to talk to our bookkeeper.
No. Yeah, I'm a body wash guy, too.
Now,
I'm a bar soap.
Al Jackson is our guest. No. Al Jackson is our guest from – and Al, I want to ask you a quick question. I think we reviewed this to some degree. As you know, Josh Arnold went to the hair depilatory spa.
He got waxed.
He got waxed.
Oh, there you go.
He got waxed.
He went to both the front and the back. So a stranger to him, after meeting him for 30 seconds, had him doff his trousers – and she was suddenly putting hot wax in his most delicate areas, ripping off all the hair, both front and back. The front side is called the Brazilian, of course, and the backside treatment is called what?
The baboon.
The baboon.
Would you rather have a stranger do that?
What's the middle area called? The T area.
The taint?
Oh, we can say taint? Great.
That is called, that is called, do you want to hear Josh scream and cry?
The bridge to nowhere.
Yeah. Oh,
the taint? They don't leave that for like a little mustache?
Oh, no. Seriously, wouldn't you want a stranger to do that than your significant other?
That cannot be done by anyone to me ever.
It cannot be done by anyone to me ever.
If it happens to me, that it will be my corpse.
Oh.
No.
Again,
thank you.
Prison is not for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Al, as you know, I'm a fan of the movies, of course, and I'm a fan of those James Bond movies of old. Always liked them. And James Bond has his own chord. I don't know if you're aware of this, Al. In the world of music, there's the famous James Bond chord, which I will play for you. Tell me if you recognize this. Mr. Bond, this is like an interstitial piece of music that's inserted. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. And I'm working with my friend Duke Tomato, and Duke is creating a chord for me, which he previewed yesterday. I was very excited about that.
I need to hear this.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing? Wouldn't you like for your show, every time they introduce you in the Daily Blast, ladies and gentlemen, we have today on the street reporting from so-and-so. It's Al Jackson, and then they would go with the Al Jackson chord.
I mean, I need that in my life. I'm pitching it today in the production meeting.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there. Yeah, but what I thought I would do now, Al, is I tested these guys earlier on this, and much to their dismay. I'm going to play a chord for you. I want you to identify this for me, okay?
Okay.
Here it comes. Do you recognize that chord?
Yeah, it's G.
It's a G11 and a D7 combined.
Okay. Do you know what that's from, Al?
I have no idea.
Really?
No!
Wow. I'll give you a hint. A black and white movie. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stir Crazy?
Oh, that was in color, Al.
Although, Al, that's a very fine joke.
It is.
I appreciate that very much.
Great movie, too.
Do you know what that is, Tim?
That's the opening thing for Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night.
Ooh, good one, Tim.
And again, for those that are really interested in cool things, Randy Bachman slash Randy Bachman who's a great guitar player and a wonderful musician and writer. He has a whole story about how that chord was created. He recreates
it. Whatever.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Sounds to me like kind of like... Isn't that just about the same thing?
Yeah, about the same.
No, it's much more complicated than that. Right now,
can we ask him what chord that is?
That's not a chord at all. That's just discordance.
Okay. Now,
yeah, he was just strumming.
Oh.
Here we go.
So that's if you don't put any fingers on your guitar at all.
Listen to this, Al.
Oh. Yeah.
A little bit of salt. Push it real good. Little salt and pepper. That's quite.
You always stop the songs at the best part.
Right. Yeah. Your shoulders just start moving.
Oh, yeah.
Take a shot. You call that dance, John? The shrug.
Yeah, the shrug. Why not?
Teach it to Tom. Have Tom do it. Go try, Tom.
The idea is to not move your head, just your shoulders.
Go, Tom. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go, Tommy.
Both at the same time. Oh, wait a minute. The music stopped. Sorry, Al. It's probably too visual for you.
Now, will I be able to see that on the Bob and Tom YouTube channel?
Yes, yes, tonight. Bob and Tom tonight.
Well done, Al.
Yes.
Al, you're going to get this, Al. I want you to have a lot of confidence. You are going to get this. I'm going to play one more sort of sequence of a chord. I have full confidence you will get this.
Talk to me.
Okay, if you don't, I will donate $100 to your favorite charity. You ready?
Well, act like you don't.
So here we go. Okay.
That's James Brown.
Very good.
Yeah, they're very good. That's the you got it. You nailed it.
Just a true showman.
Yes, it's amazing. Oh, yes. Just a small amount of music can do and how you can identify it. Now, Al, typically we do a short quiz here, but I think we have to get to our word of the day. Do you have it?
I do, Tom. Are you ready for it, brother?
Yes.
Okay, Tom, your word for today is blurred. B-L-E-R-D. Blurred.
B-L-E-R-D.
Blurred.
Whoa. Okay, so this does not involve having your face blurred out in some kind of compromising situation.
No, I want my face highlighted.
Oh, really? Oh, so this must be something.
Al, don't you feel like Tom is always giving testimony to the Senate when he's talking?
Very much.
That doesn't, yes.
So I assume it's in the sexual realm, since you seem to be.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Far from it, actually.
Anybody? Ace? Anybody?
I have a guess.
What's your guess?
A black nerd?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Wow.
Zinga.
Wow.
I would have got that.
Like Urkel.
Wow.
From half court. Swish. Wow.
Have you ever seen a Wheel of Fortune where somebody gets the puzzle after just, and there's just two letters down there? Like that was, that was impressive.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So this is like.
Blurred.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that a thing?
It's like Randall on This Is Us. He's a blurred.
Who?
Yeah, my butt. I mean, I hadn't heard it until he was my tech guy self-described himself as a blurred, but he's like all things computer and editing and now, Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff.
Does this adding the sort of the prefix of the BL, does that work for other situations?
Like if you had somebody of the Jewish faith, could they be a jerd? That kind of thing?
Yes, I meant no. Or the opposite. Could you be a blast wipe?
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's awesome.
You mean like a blurk? A blurk?
A blurk?
A black jerk? A blurk?
Uh-huh.
We are in some dangerous territory.
What about a blick?
Or a douche blag?
No, would it be a bloosh bag?
Well, I thought douche blag would be funnier. Okay.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.